It's 11:28 a.m. I just slept for 13 hours and gotta say, feels phenomenal. I haven't felt this well rested in a while. I had a bunch of weird dreams and shit. I got nothing to say. Let me just look at the news. Because my brain's a little, I need coffee and shit. There's no coffee in the house, I gotta go out. I'm a coastal elite, get my coffee on the outside. Plan wasn't so unlimited. Verizon terminates hundreds of rural Montana's contracts. Oh, I guess they used up too much. People in Montana have Verizon using too much of their data. Verizon's like, no. Well, Verizon sucks. That's it. Yesterday wasn't a great show. Let me stop you right here. I don't have great hopes for today. I don't feel recording a podcast as soon as I wake up might not be the best idea. I'm realizing this 224 episodes in. Actually, I knew it when I started. And it's not getting better. I know some of you like it. I appreciate it. Federal hate crime charges filed against man in Utah who yelled racial slurs at 7-year-old boy and then shocked his father with a stun cane. Well, that's this guy sounds like a real asshole. Man accused of yelling racial slurs at a black man's young son and then shocking the father with a stun cane. Faces up to 10 years in prison on the civil rights charge. Well, good. What a fucking. You see a picture of this guy, and he looks like an asshole, but like nobody looks like. It's like to look like the kind of asshole that would do that. You gotta. There's something going on, man. I mean, this is just like this. You can just this is a one-off thing. This is a crazy guy. This is a whatever. Something's going on. Like something's going, and the people that deny that something's going on are a part of it. Everybody that I know that I know that's denying, like, oh, there's nothing. There's not racist. They're racist people. I know a few racists. I'm out there. I mix it up. You probably know a few. Come on, be honest. It's not like they're actively going out and stopping people from having civil rights, or they're not in the Klan or something like that. But when they talk about their views about people. You're like, oh, yeah, this guy's a bit racist. It's just, Brussels airport deports Danish woman wearing hijab. But she's Danish. I mean, now here's the thing. I don't know that Danish people don't live in Brussels. Where do Danish people live? They live in Dane? Brussels is in Belgium, where the Belgians live. Okay. So she's not a Belgian. She's got to go back to where they make those cookies in the tin. I love those. Those butter cookies. That they sell at the drugstore, they sell at CVS and Walgreens. I know they come in that big round tin, and they're shaped. My favorite one's the pretzel shaped one with the sugar on it. So this woman comes from where they make those, and that's you know, right there you should be allowed in wherever. If you, I would keep a couple of those cookies on me if I was from there. Say, hey, maybe a couple of these will change your mind. But I guess she wouldn't take it off to get into the country, so they wouldn't let her in. That's an interesting conundrum that you're. Religion is making you cover your face. So how do I know it's you? Got to uncover your face. No way. It's my religion. And I'm not a big respecter of religion, but you know, at the same time, what are you gonna do? Can't they have like another Why don't they have like a person that can see, like if it, don't they should hire a, can a Muslim, this, I don't know if this is what you can do. Is it, can a Muslim woman take off her hijab in a closed room with another Muslim woman or another woman? There's got to be a way that she could take it off. I think that they were maybe not accommodating. Just like yesterday, I was going through the airport. They made it, they had a man touch my dick because the fucking bullshit machine saw something that was not that wasn't there. There's nothing there, but there's a yellow in your back pocket, and your back pocket's empty. Let me touch your dick to make sure you really want to get on this plane. But they have a man do it, and then if I was a, you know, that, because you should only touch the genitals that you have, because you're like, no matter, it's really confusing when you get into that whole situation, because then it's like, well, is it because you have the genitals that I have that it's okay for you to go ahead and touch me? Because, because why? Why don't I get to pick? Why don't I get to say, no, that person or that person? Give me a couple of options. You know, some people, when they go to get a massage, they like to get a massage by a man or a woman, depending on the situation. I'm just saying maybe I would feel more comfortable with a woman patting me down than a man. But I don't know what to do about this hijab. That seems like something the Brussels airport's got to deal with. British Airways plane held in Paris over direct security threat. I don't know. What time is it? I think we're gonna call it a day. I'm sorry. We'll do one more. I don't know what this is about. I have to read these ahead of time, and I don't. And protester gets his bong back. See, there we go. Perfect. And this is the perfect dismount story right here. Protester. There's a guy here. Picture of a man with the. He's shirtless. He's in some kind of Speedo, and he's got a big sign that says "Return my bong." This is in England, I think. After several weeks, Jeffrey Shaver has been protesting in his underwear or thong, saying Waterloo Regional Police wrongfully arrested him for possession of marijuana. He says they seized his bong and a small amount of pot and demanded they be returned. On Friday, the Cambridge man said the possession charges now been dropped, and he's getting his bong and pot back. Well, how was he wrongfully arrested I don't know what the laws are there. But I'm just glad this guy got his shit back. Those bongs are expensive. I don't know what you do with it. It looks like a hassle to own a bong. That's all I'm saying. But I'm glad he got his bong back. And you guys all enjoy the rest of your Sunday. I'm going to go get coffee. I'm not even going to upload this now. It's going to be uploaded later, but that's fine. You're not waiting by your fucking phone for this to come through, are you? I hope not. If you are, I'm sorry. All right, I'll see you tomorrow. We love you.